going to start, as we did yesterday, with the imminent threat of Hurricane Milton. Now, Milton has weakened a little bit overnight, but it is still an extremely dangerous storm. It is churning away in the Gulf of Mexico and still headed straight for Florida. Governor Ron DeSantis has put out the warning.
All folks on the west coast of the Florida Peninsula should be prepared for potential major impacts.
That was from a news conference late yesterday in which DeSantis announced that help is already on the way.
We have made a pre-landfall declaration request from FEMA for support, and the federal government has approved a portion of our request for pre-landfall items, and we expect the remaining parts of our request subsequent to landfall for debris and individual assistance. Once the storm hits, will also be approved. We currently have 51 counties under a state of emergency. There's a lot of uncertainty about what is going to happen in terms of this track. It is predicted that this will weaken, but you know, it was not predicted that it would get this strong to begin with. So we can hope and pray that it does weaken. But as of right now, this is a ferocious hurricane. Storm surge watch has been issued for the Florida Gulf Coast from mainland Monroe County to the Dixie-Levy County line. Possibility of 8 to 12 feet of storm surge is forecast from the Anclote River to Englewood, including Tampa Bay. The Florida Division of Emergency Management is actively addressing storm-related resource requests. They're currently in the process of fulfilling 850 missions.
And they've already got a lot of electrical workers down there in preparation for massive numbers of power outages. And there's just been an update on the storm, the progress of it, where we stand right now. We bring in our chief meteorologist, Dan Brunoff. Hey, Danny, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Mike, Austin.
The location and strength of Milton, what to the 10 a.m. update just came in. What do we know?
All right, the wind at 7 a.m. was at 145. That's maximum sustained wind with higher gusts. And the new 10 o'clock update just come in with the new Hurricane Hunter data up to 150 again. And it's the pressure hasn't changed, still at 929 millibars. Distance away from land, yeah, of course it's changing because it's moving now east-northeast instead of east-northeast at 9 miles per hour, 520 miles southwest of Tampa, Florida.
And that and the projected landfall still on the Gulf Coast of Florida tomorrow night, correct?
Yeah, it's still right there around Tampa, St. Pete. It has shifted probably maybe 10 miles south of Tampa, the official track, again, sometime just before midnight, it looks like, tomorrow evening into early Thursday morning. But the storm surge forecast still remains the same, 10 to 15 feet along the path and just south of the path. That's where you get the westerly to southwesterly winds coming right up the bay. If it goes just a little north of Tampa, that's the worst scenario for Tampa Bay. But if it heads a little bit farther south of Tampa, then that storm surge comes in down around Sanibel Island, Port Charlotte, up in towards the Fort Myers area, Fort Lauderdale. So again, either way, that's a highly populated area from Tampa, St. Pete, all the way down to Fort Myers.
Well, Dan, since you've been doing this as a meteorologist, I just keep seeing how big this thing is. Yeah. Have you ever seen anything like this before since you've been doing this?
Well, you know, every storm's different. Earlier, yesterday and the day before that, as this thing started to rapidly intensify, heck, I think it went up 100 mile per hour in the wind speed over a 24-hour period, what we call rapid intensification. And the eye wall last night, the eye, the pinhole, they were calling it, 4-mile-wide eye.
Wow. Right.
Helene had about a 25 to 30 mile wide eye. So the storm went through what's called a regeneration or a recycling of the eye wall, and it was small before. So yeah, I've seen small compact storms before, but
that's the thing, isn't it? I mean, that they say the tighter the eye, the stronger the storm?
Yeah, for sure. But when the thing recycles, the eye recycles, it usually the eye gets bigger, the storm expands, the wind speed will drop some. And also, the hurricane force winds go from about 30 miles from the center up to 70, 80, even 90 miles away from the center as the storm continues to expand. So the wind field expands, but the actual intensity of the storm is forecast to drop. Right now it's at 150, but goodness, it's still 500 miles away, a day and a half away from the shoreline. So the forecast wind speed at landfall right now is 125 miles per hour, but that's still a strong Category 3 hurricane, causing widespread damage, at least a 300-mile swath of damage along the path of the storm and point south. So it will get over the Florida Peninsula quickly. It will be moving pretty fast, and of course the peninsula not that wide. It'll be back in the open Atlantic late Thursday into Friday morning, moving out to sea. But a 1-2 punch with Helene, and then now this, a terrible season here towards the end of hurricane season.
Danny, thanks so much. Appreciate it. That's our chief meteorologist, Dan Brunoff, with us talking about Hurricane Milton. I saw, and a lot of people, they say evacuate, get out of town, and they won't do it.
Yeah,
they'll just hang out. But this one,
you better.
They're getting out, and the whatever the main interstate is that heads north out of Tampa, St. Pete.
Could you imagine?
Some pictures yesterday. Just
your parking lot
gridlocked for miles and miles and miles.